Michelle Rodway is getting crafty once again. She has been volunteering at the Lefroy United Church for almost 30 years. On Saturday, November 30th, she'll once again help host Lefroy United Church's annual Christmas craft fair from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. 18 vendors will be offering an assortment of baked goods and sweet treats, handmade crafts, and unique products in the Grange Hall. Several hot soups will be available for lunch in the church's basement. All the money raised is going directly to church expenses, such as utilities and maintenance. It will also fund outreach and community engagement. And Rodway says the church will have a white elephant sale made up of donations from the community. We have wonderful volunteers, as well as some donations from local bakers to supply the church's bake table. She said the event has been going on for many, many years. It's a local favorite, and many of our vendors book their tables early to make sure they get a spot. Two vendors who will be in attendance are Bonnie Moffat. She and her husband, Bill, own Bill's Boards, and Maggie Galea, who owns The Kind Knot. This will be the fourth time that Bonnie is participating in the fair. "It is such a wonderful church with many ties to the community," she said. Bonnie explained that her husband started making charcuterie and cutting boards during the COVID-19 pandemic. Before this, he had made furniture for our house and outdoors, but decided to try and make something with the scraps of wood and boards that he had in the garage, Bonnie continued. He enjoys letting the wood speak to him as he creates different shapes and sizes of boards. They offer an assortment of products crafted by Bill, including boards, wooden spreaders, and wooden knives. They are finished with food-grade oil mixed with beeswax, Bonnie said. "It is so nice to support each other by purchasing items, chatting, or simply admiring each other's work. The congregation at Lefroy United may be small, but we are mighty. We love to open our church up for these sales and invite the community in to see what we are all about." Galea is a macrame artist. She founded Kind Knot in 2021. She explained that she weaves intricate designs using knotting techniques, transforming simple cords into stunning works of art. "I craft a variety of handmade items, such as wall hangings, plant hangers, jewelry, bookmarks, and decorative pieces for any space." This year will be her second time participating in the fair. "As a child and into my teenage years, I would attend weekly services at the church with my mom, and we were members of the choir for many years. My mom and I also participated in the renovation of the Grange Hall, so anytime I attend an event held there, it brings back wonderful memories for me," Galea said. "As a small business owner, community support means everything. It's not just about purchases, it's about the encouragement, trust, and connections that fuel growth and inspiration," Galea said. "Every share, review, and compliment reminds me that my work resonates with others, and it motivates me to keep creating. Community support fosters a sense of belonging and partnership, turning customers into friends. It's a reminder that small businesses thrive when people come together to uplift and celebrate local creativity and passion." The church's tables only accept cash, though some of the vendors have their own terminals for credit and debit transactions. "It's a great sale," Rodway said. "There's lots to see and buy for Christmas gifts, or to indulge yourself. The variety of items will not disappoint. And it will be helping both local artisans, as well as the church and Grange Hall, which is an integral part of our community." Lefroy United is at 931 Church Drive. Learn more about the church by visiting its website.